Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you again to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the only truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. Father, this we ask and we covenant with you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to continue our teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Once again, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verse number 1. And this is the verse that we've been using for our foundational scripture for this particular teaching. So if you found 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 1. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. So we look here, and the Apostle Paul is telling us now concerning spiritual gifts. So the subject matter has to be spiritual gifts. And then Paul goes on to says, he does not want us to be ignorant. He does not want us to be ignorant. So we have a God that does not want us to be ignorant. So that means he must want us to be informed. So we see the word of God being spoken through the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth, saying he does not want them to be ignorant regarding spiritual gifts. Now, the opposite of ignorant is educated, knowledgeable, wise, informed. So if God didn't want the church at Corinth to be ignorant, he certainly doesn't want the body, the church today, ignorant regarding spiritual gifts, but wants us informed and knowledgeable regarding the spiritual gifts and all his commands. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 2 and 3. And it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue." So we see here in Peter that grace and knowledge will be multiplied to you in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And it also tells us that his divine power, amen, has been given to us for all things, which includes knowledge that pertain to life in the natural world and in godliness in the spiritual world. Knowledgeable in God and Jesus our Lord in all things that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. Now we found that there are 9 gifts of the Spirit that are divided into 3 categories of 3. Again, there are 9 gifts of the Spirit that are divided into 3 categories of 3. The 3 that say something are known as the vocal gifts, and they are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretations of tongues. Again, the 3 that say something known as vocal gifts are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The 3 that do something are known as the power gifts, and they are faith, special faith, working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. The 3 that do something are known as the power gifts. They are faith or special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. The 3 that reveal something are known as the gifts of revelation. They are word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Again, the 3 that reveal something are known as the gifts of revelation, and they are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, all these gifts are supernaturally manifestations distributed by the Spirit as he wills. Amen. So please go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verse 11. And it says, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." So we see here it's the same Spirit that works all these gifts, but the Spirit only distributes to each one individually as he wills. So no one person owns these gifts where he or she can turn them off or on at any given time as they want, but only as the Spirit wills. And we must remember that it is only as the Spirit wills. Now, we are discussing the gifts of healing. So go with me, please, to the book of Acts, chapter 10. Acts, chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 38. And it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So we see here that God had to anoint Jesus with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He didn't come born with the Holy Spirit, even though he was the Son of God. It says here, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit, and we see a conjunction and there, and with power or the authority. And after that happened, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Let me repeat that. Healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, please go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read verse 23. And it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And it said Jesus went all about Galilee. And what was he doing? He was healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Amen. So let's continue where we left off from last week with the power gifts. And we were discussing the gifts of healing. Now, the purpose of the gifts of healing is to deliver the sick and destroy the works of the devil in the human body. Let me repeat that because I think it's important. Because sometimes I think we get off track in terms of healing. The purpose of the healings or the gifts of healing is to deliver the sick and destroy the works of the devil in the human body. These were given by God for the supernatural healings of diseases without the help from any means or source. Amen. This supernatural healing that God has provided for us to take care of our bodies and to heal us from diseases without the help from any other means or source. Every one of the nine gifts of the Spirit is supernatural, including the gifts of healing. Amen. Now, I've been using the word supernatural, so let's give the meaning, which means above, beyond, and far higher and greater than the scientific understanding of the laws of nature. That's what supernatural means. Let me repeat that. The word supernatural means that which is above, beyond, and far higher and greater than the scientific understanding of the laws of nature. See, God is far above all the heavens. Amen. The earth is his footstool. Amen. God is in the celestial. He's in the spirit realm, far above anything. Amen. Now, Jesus brought healing into the forefront through his own ministry. He also gave authority, amen, to his disciples to heal the sick. Yes, he did. He gave the authority to heal the sick. Please turn to Matthew chapter 10. Again, that's Matthew chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 5 through 8. And this is Jesus speaking. And then it says, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, who sent them out? Jesus sent them out. And it says, do not go into the way of the Gentiles and do not enter a city of the Samaritans. He says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So we see here, God gave his disciples the authority or the power to go out to do what? Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. All this was given to them freely, so he told them to give freely. Amen? So we are to freely give the same information that our Lord gave us. We are to freely give to the people also. Now, I want to emphasize the supernatural character of all the gifts of the Spirit, including the gifts of healing. Also, these gifts have nothing to do with medical science of human learning. Let me repeat that. Listen, family. These gifts have nothing to do with the medical science of human learning. Luke, the physician, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostle, was with Paul on many of his missionary journeys. In Acts 28, he was with Paul when he was stranded or shipwrecked on the island of Malta. Yet nothing is mentioned that Luke ministered to the people with his medical knowledge. In fact, records show that the father of the chief of the island, Publius, was sick, and Paul laid his hands on the man, and he was healed by the supernatural power. Then the people of the island brought the sick from all over the island and from throughout for Paul to minister them, and they were all healed. Turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 28. Acts, chapter 28. And let's see exactly what I'm talking about. Acts 28, and we're going to begin with verse number 7. It says, in that region, there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. So this man, Publius, entertained Paul and Luke and the other members of his entourage for 3 days. Verse number 8. And it happened that the father of Publius laid sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They also honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. So we see here that Paul healed everybody on the island. Amen. And he did it in two manners. Look, he said he prayed and he laid hands on them. Amen. See, we as Christians certainly believe in the medical science, and we thank God for that. It can and has done, and we are certainly not opposed to doctors. We know God created doctors and gave them the knowledge, the wisdom, and the ability, and that gift to assist in the healing process of the human body. Amen? Some people have confused medical science with the gifts of healing and believe that the gifts of healing were the doctors. Well, this is not such the case. Now, we thank God for medical science and what good doctors and hospitals have and continue to accomplish. We would not disrespect or belittle them in any manner, for I have doctors in my family. Or the great advances in modern medical technology they have made. We thank God for the many doctors who have the sincere interests of their patients at heart and minister skillfully to them. Supernatural healing does not come from the wonderful advancements in medical technology and prescribed treatments. It comes by those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where supernatural healing comes from. Only from God. Now, there are other methods used in the Bible that instruct us on how to assist in the gifts of healing by supernatural means. We just read a couple of them. One was by prayer, and then laying on of hands, and the anointing of oil, or speaking the word. These are all methods for supernatural healing. Now, the laying on of hands and the anointing of oil, they don't heal the individual, but they are a point of contacts according to their faith. Amen. And so we are told to lay hands on and to anoint with oil. And so we do what the word commands us to do. Now, please go back to the book of Acts, chapter 10. Acts, chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 38. And it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You see, when Jesus walked the earth, Jesus did not minister as the Son of God, but as a prophet anointed by the Holy Spirit and with power. He ministered as the Son of God, not as the Son of God, but as a prophet anointed by the Holy Spirit and with power. Remember, Jesus was just as much the Son of God when he was a babe in the manger in Bethlehem as he was when he was 25 years old. Yet, at 25, he had not healed anyone, and not one miracle of healing had been worked under his ministry. Amen. Not one. The Bible does not record one. Even at the age of 30, before he was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him to anoint him to minister, Jesus was just as much the Son of God as he was afterwards. Yet, he had never healed anyone. There was no manifestations of power operating in his life. It was only after the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove to anoint him to minister that the miraculous healings began to happen. In fact, Jesus never claimed to do the works. He never claimed it. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14. The book of John, chapter 14. Verse number 10, it says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. The Father who dwells in me does the work. When Jesus came to Nazareth, the town he was raised in, and was his custom, went to the synagogue on the seventh day and stood up to read. He was handed the book of Isaiah, and when he opened the book and found the place where it was written, he began to read. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Jesus was always the Son of God, but he never healed anyone until after he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. He wasn't healing because of his DNA inherited in him as the Son of God, the second person of the Godhead. But he was healing the sick just as you and I as believers would minister to the sick today by the anointing of the Spirit through the manifestation of the gifts of healing. Amen? When Jesus walked the earth, he had the Spirit without measure. He had it all because God has given it to him to do his assignment. If we go to John chapter 3, verse number 34, and I'm going to read this from the New Testament translation by Edgar Goodspeed. It says, "For he whom God sent speaks God's words, for God gives him the Spirit without measure." Well, you know what, family? I'm just about out of time, but I am certainly not out of message. So please join us next week when we continue our teaching. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.